Shalom and Yeshua, this is Rabin Deborah Brandt, and today is day 42 of our 50 days, counting to Shavuot, looking at the name above all names, Yeshua. Omer day 42, Yeshua, the way. John 14:6. Yeshua said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Seven things regarding the way. Yeshua is the only way to God, Matthew 7:14, John 10:1, 7, 9, and John 14:6. He is the way of escape, 1 Corinthians 10:13. He is the way into the holiest, Hebrews 9, 8-15, and Hebrews 10, 19-23. He is the new and living way, Hebrews 10:20 and Hebrews 5:9. He is the way of truth, 2 Peter 2:2. He is the right way, 2 Peter 2:15. Yeshua is the way of righteousness, 2 Peter 2:21 and 1 Corinthians 1:30. Truth. This word is used by Yeshua in John in the Gospel of John 22 times and only 4 times by him in the other Gospels. He is the truth of God that sets free. He is the teacher and source of truth. Life. This word is used 44 times in John and only 38 times in other Gospels. Messiah is the source of eternal life, John 6:27. No man cometh unto me, unto the Father, but by me. Reference Acts 14:12 and Ephesians 2:18. The Hebrew word for the way is ha-derek. Derek is a masculine noun meaning path, journey, or way. This common word is derived from the Hebrew verb, darak, meaning to walk or to tread, from which the basic idea of this word comes, the path that is traveled. However, this word is often used metaphorically to refer to the pathways of one's life, suggesting the pattern of life, Proverbs 3:6, and the obedient life, Deuteronomy 8:6, the righteous life, 2 Samuel 22:22, Jeremiah 5:4, the wicked life, 1 Kings 22:52, pleasant ways, Proverbs 3:17, and wise ways, Proverbs 6:6. Mark 1:3, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of Adonai and make his path straight. Acts 18:25, he had been instructed in the way of the Lord. With a fervent spirit, he was speaking and teaching accurately the facts about Yeshua, while only being acquainted with the immersion of John. Verse 26, this man began speaking out boldly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained the way of God more accurately. The word truth is the Hebrew word emet. It's a feminine noun meaning truth, faithfulness. It is frequently connected with loving kindness, Proverbs 3:3, Hosea 4:1, and occasionally with other terms such as peace, righteousness, and justice. To walk in truth is to conduct oneself according to God's holy standards. Truth was the barometer for measuring both one's word and actions. Accordingly, God's words and actions are characterized by this Hebrew term. Also, indeed, God is the only God of truth. Luke 20:21. And they asked him, saying, Teacher, we know that you tell it straight, and you teach it straight. You show no partiality, but teach the way of God according to the truth. John 3:21. But whoever practices the truth comes to the light, so that it be made known that his deeds have been accomplished in God. John 5:33, you have sent to John, and he testified to the truth. John 8:32, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And John 16:13, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak of his own, but whatever he hears, he will tell you, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. And John 17:17, make them holy in the truth. Your word is truth. Job 18:37. So Pilate said to him, Are you a king then? Yeshua answered, You say that I am a king. For this reason I was born, and for this reason I came into the world, so that I might testify to the truth. Everyone who is of the truth hears my voice. Life is the Hebrew word chayim, and the Greek word is zoe. Again, chayim means alive and life-giving, and zoe generally it refers to physical life and existence as opposed to death and non-existence. Deuteronomy 30:20, by loving Adonai your God, listening to his voice and clinging to him, for he is your life and the length of your days, that you may dwell on the land that Adonai swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob to give them. John 6:51, I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If anyone eats this bread, he will live forever. This bread is my flesh, which I give for the life of the world. John 11:25, Yeshua said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, shall live. John 14:6, Yeshua said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Romans 6:10, for the death he died to sin once and for all. But the life he lives to God. 2 Corinthians 4:10, always carrying in the body the death of Yeshua, so that the life of Yeshua may also be revealed in our mortal bodies. 2 Corinthians 4:11, for we who are alive have always being handed over to death for Yeshua's sake, so that the life of Yeshua may be revealed in our mortal bodies. Genesis 2:20, and it is no longer I who live, but Messiah lives in me. And the life I now live in the body, I live by trusting in Ben Elohim, who loved me and gave himself up for me. 1 John 1:2, the life was revealed, and we have seen and testify and declare to you the eternal life that was with the Father and was revealed in us. Personal thoughts of Yeshua, the way. Yeshua said he was the way, the truth, and the life. What does that mean to you? There is no other way. The blessings over the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 42 days, which is 6 weeks of the Omer. The merciful one, may he return to us the service of the temple to its place speedily in our days. Amen. Selah. In Yeshua's name, Bo Yeshua Bo. Shalom.